Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm retired.
Okay. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? I'm sorry?
You say you would like to ask me my what?
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? A white African American, but
African American, yes.
thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Answer, definitely
Definitely,
vote.
definitely vote. I don't know when I've ever missed. Definitely vote.
Okay, good. What is your age?
I will keep that to myself.
Okay, good. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Go ahead.
10.
Okay. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Boy, interesting.
Answer,
More important, more important.
much more important, somewhat more important,
More
somewhat less
important.
important. Okay. Regardless of you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Well, I would have to say strong. It goes back to my father and grandfather. They were Democrats.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I think
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat.
strongly approve Joe Biden's handling.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? A very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Thank you. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? Getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I hope they're getting better.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. border security, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of hands of the ground people, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, combating division and racism, creating more jobs, and raising wages.
That's too many things, but I would say lower costs and also make abortions legal.
Okay, you mean lowering the cost of healthcare and prescriptions drugs?
No, I think he's doing that already. Lower the cost of
goods?
Food, stuff like that, yes.
Uh-huh. The option fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. I think that's the one you
lowering
mean,
the cost
right?
of goods. Yeah, that was good. And also the abortion issue, making that legal.
Right. Okay.
Legal.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Camilla Harris?
75. Between 50 and 100, about 75.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. 85.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress? About 75.
Tim Scott?
Who?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott?
Yes.
I don't know him well enough to vote one way or the other. Don't know him well.
Okay. If you
I would say 50 right? because I don't know him. I would say 50. I'd give
50,
him a
okay. Jill Stein?
Who?
Jill Stein, J-I-L-L, the first name, and last name S-T-E-I-N?
I don't know her.
No, not sure. Okay. If you say a number?
I don't know. I don't know her at all. I don't
okay,
know that
okay.
Yeah.
Mike Rogers?
Mike Rogers?
Uh-huh.
About a 50.
Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., about a 65.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, about a 30.
Elisa S. Stalky?
Elisa Slatkin?
Yeah, S-L-O-D-K-I-N?
Yeah. Slatkin, about an 80, 75, 75.
75? Okay. Hill Harper?
You're saying Gil Harper?
No, Hill.
Gil Harper, I've heard of him, but I don't know him. Just like this.
Okay. Never heard of him?
Yes, I have. Okay. I just don't know what he does or hasn't done.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress?
Okay.
About 20.
Okay. Next question. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
No, I plan to vote for Joe Biden to reelect him.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Joe Biden, what President Biden and his administration are doing? Just a lot, just some, only a little, nothing at all.
Have I heard anything about what his administration is doing?
Yep.
And you said a lot, a little. What did you say? A lot?
Yes, a lot, just some, only a little, nothing at all.
I would say some.
Some, okay. Next question. Has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
More favorable.
Okay. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable toward the Biden administration? In few words.
In a few words. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's addressing the economy and I just think he's addressing the problems that we face. He's facing the problems head on. He's really working on the problems that we have. That's what I think, that he's working on the problems, facing the problems.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Just a lot, just some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Okay, thank you. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more, somewhat more, much more.
Less, much less.
Much more unfavorable? Or somewhat?
I would say less
somewhat
favorable.
More.
I was trying to say less favorable. Is that one of the questions? One of the
okay. Answers? Yes. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? In few words.
Say the question again.
And what have you read or seen or heard that makes you less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Oh, what have you read or heard? Oh, gosh. I just think he's pretty negative. He's pretty negative. And, that's all I can say. He's pretty negative.
Okay. And now I like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose to. Cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. A lack of greater economy opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence.
Oh, boy. Jobs is a big problem in our community. Job opportunity. Job
opportunity. Okay.
Job opportunity. And let me see. You said two. Name two. Yeah, you could say something about nationalism, you know, the nationalism that doesn't include all groups is a problem.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. Okay, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. Growing the U.S. economy, Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better.
Economy, Biden better.
Okay, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better.
Biden would be better at handling that. Trump would just make it worse.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better.
Biden somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Okay. Tracking inflation and dealing with rising costs. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better.
Biden somewhat better.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better.
Fixing what kind of system?
And fixing the immigration system.
The immigration system? I'm going to say Biden somewhat better.
Okay. And rising crime and violence, Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Biden somewhat better.
Okay. Next one, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference? Answer, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely. much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying businesses' records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Answers are very unfair, somewhat unfair, somewhat unfair, very unfair.
Fair.
I'm sorry?
I thought the trial was fair.
Very unfair or somewhat unfair?
I didn't say unfair. I said the trial was fair.
I'm sorry. Very fair, somewhat fair.
Very fair.
Very fair. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Answers: strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, not at all.
Well, if you talk, I've got the news on right now. When you say social media, are you talking about the news programs, newspapers? What are you talking about?
In this case, it doesn't specify social media. Can be also like Facebook and all of that, right? But it doesn't specify.
No, I don't. What are
okay.
The answers? Being?
No, at all? Would you say not often or not at all?
Not often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most most information? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, other?
None at all. None at all. Just regular news. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
News.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, somewhat college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate,
college graduate, bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm a widow.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
I'm sorry?
Did you say every week?
let me repeat that, twice a week or more?
Once a week.
It says twice. Twice a week or more? Every week?
Every week. That's what I said.
Okay.
Every week.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Very few. Did you say very few or something like that?
I got
a few.
It says nearly all, more than half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any, none at all.
The news says that Detroit is 85% black, so that would mean that Detroit is 15% white. So there are a few.
Okay. So you will say it's more than a half, maybe?
More than half, is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
No, I said Detroit is 85% black, 15% white.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A few.
That would be like less than a half then, right? Because I don't have like...
Less than a half. Less than
okay.
half, yes.
Okay. Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural.
I'm sorry, say those words again.
How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural area?
Oh, urban.
Urban, okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you.
They were born in the South.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that concludes the service. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.